Hello, everybody. So excited to be with you. Welcome to the Weekly Word. Right now, Adam and I are in Christ Church, New Zealand. We have been traveling all over. We have been in Australia, in Sydney, and in Newcastle and Melbourne. Then we came over to New Zealand and went to Auckland. Now we're down south, the Southern Island, and we are in Christ Church, New Zealand. And we're going to be here for a few more days before heading back to the north and then off to Hawaii to minister for a few more weeks. So it's been a lot of meeting amazing people and ministering in a lot of amazing areas, just encouraging people and helping keep them up with the times and the seasons. So this week is an important week because on Thursday, March 13th, we step into Purim, the Feast of Purim. It's a very special festival. In Israel, they will dress up in costumes that will represent the fact that Haman was hung this week because Esther put her life on the line and she went before the king. This was a week where she called for everyone in Susa to pray and to fast because she was being challenged by her uncle Mordecai to come before the king and to save her nation. And this is where that very, very famous scripture comes from in Esther 4:13 and 14, where we find that Mordecai speaks to her and says, listen, Esther, just because you're in the palace doesn't mean you're gonna escape at this time, because God wants you to stand up while you're in your position. You've been called for such a time as this. And so you will not escape, Esther. So it's time for you to stand up and save your nation. And so it's actually a call for all of us to stand up and save our nations. Wherever you're at, whatever nation you're in, it's time for the people of God to stand up and be kingdom first. So this week, because it is a time where Esther stepped into her promotion, because you don't fully step into your promotion until you're tested to stand in that promotion. And so remember I spoke to you about 3 weeks ago, we stepped into that promotion time. Then there was a time of acceleration. We need to know and understand the greatness and goodness of God to be able to handle the next thing that God was going to be speaking to our hearts about our promotion. Well, that next is now. This is such a time of acceleration that there's going to be a lot of testing that goes on this week. Great shifts are happening in the spirit realms. You're probably getting job shifts. You're getting house shifts. You're getting relationship shifts. You're getting financial shifts. There's tremendous shifting that is taking place this week. Why? Because God is properly positioning you before we step into the month of Nisan, the first month on the Hebrew calendar at the end of March. And so God has to get everybody in position. So this is why people move house. This is why they move job. This is why some of you are getting new cars. You're transferring large assets. You're buying new properties. All kinds of things are happening because God needs to get you in position before the end of March. So we only have a few weeks before the month of Nisan turns over. And remember, that's Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, where God spoke to Moses. And Moses and Aaron, and he said, let this be the first month of my new year. So we're stepping into a new a season. And so this is the end of it. And so this Purim, the Feast of Purim, always happens 2 weeks before the brand new year happens. It's always how it works on the Hebrew calendar. So it's a time where we learn to stand, and we learn to stand in the belief that we've been promoted. So the challenge this week is, have you really been promoted? And if you have, then you're getting ready to come up to the plate in faith and have to press forward regardless of what's pushing back at you. So it's a pressing time. So it's a time to push through and push through in faith. And listen, some joyous things are happening this week. So when I'm talking about pressing, it's not even so much because you've got a lot of warfare. Yes, there may be some of that, but a lot of it is testing. It's testing your level of faith. Have you indeed been promoted or not? And if you have, then it's time to start signing certain contracts. It's time to start shifting some money. It's time to get on that phone and accept that job offer. It's time to shift churches, friends. these kinds of things happen at this time. And God does it everywhere because always before a new Hebrew calendar year, there's a major shift, at least through the first two, the religious calendar year in Nisan or in Tishri in the fall, which is called head of the year. So there's always major shifts at that time. So I just want to encourage you, if you're feeling that press, if you're feeling that push, it's okay. If you're feeling like, wow, all these suddenlings are happening, all of this is overwhelming, it's going ding, 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 it's because we're coming up on the brand new Hebrew New Year, and it just so happens that this week is Purim. So I just want to encourage you, and I just want to lift you up in faith. So God is indeed sending his people out. So I want to give you some strategy for this week. So the word comes from Acts chapter 13, verse 2. Right before Paul and Barnabas were going to lay hands on some of the apostles that had been chosen. In Acts 13, 2, it says, they ministered to the Lord and they fasted, and the Holy Ghost said to me, separate Barnabas and Paul for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So these were prophets and teachers that were called, and they were brought, and they ministered to the Lord, and then they separated Barnabas and Saul, who's Paul, for the work of the ministry. And so I just want to encourage you, God is separating you. He's called you, anointed you, appointed you, set you apart. He's spoken unto your life this promotion, and now he's properly positioning you. Now you're going to have to step into being sent out. You've been separated. And now this is the test for the separation. Now Esther was separated too this week. Esther chapter 4, 13 and 14. You can read those scriptures about the fact that she was not going to escape the fate of the Jews through the evil Haman if she did not stand up and defend her nation. Again, she was fasting and praying and asked for 3-day fast and prayer for the kingdom to stand forth so that she could go before the king and share with him the evil plot of Haman to save her nation. And so God is positioning you to walk out the promotion this week. That's why there's a lot of acceleration. There's a lot of pushing. There's a lot of pressing. There's a lot of suddenlies. And even sometimes suddenlies can be overwhelming because it's like one day was this and now this day is this. And now how are you going to respond to that? Like, what are you going to do? Like, it can be too much. It can be too overwhelming for the mind. Remember, your mind can't catch up sometimes with the change that God is bringing about in the earth, but it takes faith and our new capacity of faith to step into this. Remember, Adar, this month of Adar, is all about dwelling in the strength and power of God in a limited world. So what needs to be stretched is our faith capacity. So God is calling us to be separated and set apart, but our faith is being challenged. This is where you got to just say, Lord, I need you to increase my faith because these suddenlies are happening. You want me to shift my job, shift my house, shift my relationship, shift my money, shift my assets, shift in all these different ways. And it's a lot for me to handle right now. And this is where God says, okay, so what do you believe to be true about me? Am I great? Am I good? Am I a giver? Is that where your focus is? Or is it somewhere else? And so I need to encourage you that you need to be resting in a time with the Lord. You need to be meditating. You need to be taking some silence time. And remember, meditation is not a New Age word, okay? It means to murmur in the Hebrew. It's a time to focus. Joshua meditated and murmured on the word of God. It's a time to sit in that quiet space and pay attention to where your flesh is going. If you keep trying to gain, you need to slow it down and get in sync with God's time clock. Get in sync with what's already been written, what's already been ordained. The fact of the matter is, every step that you're taking has already been ordained before any one of those days came to be. So just begin to walk it out slowly and walk it out in a place of peace. Now, I want to bring to you some of the strategy. So not only are we resting in the power and strength of the Lord in our limited capacity or our limited world, and you're feeling your limitedness in your faith. So faith has got to increase. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the Apostle Paul gives a really good strategy for how we can handle fast acceleration and suddenlies, amazing things happening. And that's 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3. He says, "But I fear that lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve," or deceived Eve, "through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." And so the Lord is speaking to us about we need to return to simplicity. And simplicity actually is the New Testament Greek word haplotes, okay? And it actually means to stop self-seeking. We need to get into a simple place with God, simple and pure devotion unto the Lord, so we can stop self-seeking. Now, come on, I'm teaching you something here. See, when we get pressed with suddenlies or acceleration or our limited capacity, we start to self-seek. We start to seek, what's happening with myself? How can I preserve myself? Things are moving too fast. I don't understand. I can't grab a hold of it. It becomes psychologically overwhelming. And God says, this is where I want you to stop and return to simplicity in me. Get back to the spiritual disciplines, praying, fasting, giving, worshiping me, meditating on the word. Return to me in this area. Come into my power and my strength in my throne room, okay? In my place of dwelling. Remember, Adar means to dwell in the strength and power of the Lord in a limited world. So come back into that special place with him and slow it down. Get in line with the pace of grace, and then you can handle these sudden shifts, because this is a sudden shift week. In every way, God's suddenly shifting everything. He's getting you ready for Nisan and the turnover of the Hebrew calendar on, I believe it's March 28th at the end of the month, okay? And so this weekend, you're going to see a full moon in the sky, because every feast, there's a full moon, and every brand new Hebrew month, there's a new moon. Now, you can learn all about this by going to my website at CandiceSmithman.com, or if you're overseas, go to Amazon, any of your booksellers overseas, and grab a hold of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. Why? Because that book is going to walk you through the rest of Adar, which is the 12th month in the religious Hebrew calendar, and then it's going to thrust you into Nisan. And Nisan is so special because the first 14 days are where we come through cleansing. It's where we ask the Lord for forgiveness. We begin to repent. And it's where we remember that the Israelites were released from the bondage of Egypt. And they took a lamb and they killed the lamb on the 10th day. And they put the blood on the doorposts. The angel of death passed over them. And then they began their journey to head toward the promised land. And then we began to walk through the first 3 months of the religious calendar year, which just reveal the supernatural goodness of God. They're my favorite months, Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. It's where God begins to really speak about who he is. And listen, that's what we need to have when we come into a brand new year. We need to know who our God is, who do we serve, who loves us, how great is he. That's what increases our faith to begin to live every day like he has ordained from the foundation of the world. And so this is a very, very important time. Suddenly is this week, kingdom advancement, just overwhelming opportunity for you to believe you've been promoted and to step into it. And that's just it. Do you believe you've been promoted? See, Esther had to believe that the reason she wore the crown was not so she could look beautiful in front of all of those people in the kingdom. It was because she was in that position to save her nation. So what position are you in, and who are you there to be the catalyst for salvation? Who has God called you to intercept what's happening in the earth so that you might be used of him to save, heal, and redeem another with the word of God? So begin to think about this. Begin to meditate on this. Begin to rest in this. Begin to rest in the strength and the power of the Lord. Dwell with him. Get back to simplicity. slow it down and take some time. We come into promotion, acceleration, these suddenlies, and then it's going to be cleansing after we step into the new year. I'd love for you to join me on Thursday, March 27th. I am doing a free ascension call. Do you want to learn to live like you're in the Garden of Eden, like you have ascended and you're seated with Christ in heavenly places? If that's you, all you got to do is click that link and sign up today, and we're going to get you a Zoom link. You can come on. We have people all over the world that can, and they join in. I share a word from the Hebrew calendar and then strategies for living in the peace and rest of God. Come on, it's all here. It's all a mind shift. You've got to shift yourself into the purposes that God is calling you. And so this is a very, very special time. It's a time of acceleration. It's a time of advancement. It's a time of suddenlies. And God is calling you. He's anointing you. He's appointing you. And he's separating you, just like we learned from Acts chapter 13, verse 2. And so I want to just bless your heart today. I want to give you a special blessing. I want to pray for you because God is doing great things in your life, and he needs you to be on board with him, and he needs you not to fear. See, the enemy wants you to even fear the position that you've been called to for such a time as this, because you've been called for such a time as this. So let me pray for you. Father, I praise you and I thank you for my friend right now who's watching. And I thank you, Father, that you're filling their room with your glory, with your healing presence, with your angels, with your power. And I thank you that you're calling them on the inside to come away with you during this time and to be strengthened, to return to the spiritual disciplines, which are going to help them return to you and your heart. I thank you, Father, for the suddenlies that are happening. We thank you. Come on, somebody give me a high five. Thank him for the suddenlies. Thank him for the advancement. Thank him for the kingdom purpose and the kingdom blessings that he's going to bring forth. And thank him that he chose you. He separated you, anointed you, called you, and set you apart. And he's laying hands on you. He's anointing you with oil, and he's imparting to you that it's time to go forth. Do not fear. Do not turn back. Do not stray. Do not be overwhelmed in this season, God says, because things are going to move forward, not only for your blessing, but for his blessing and for the blessing of the kingdom. So stand firm, stand strong, and defend your nation, your sphere of influence, with the word of God. I just impart to you right now, just feel that fire. Just feel that fire. I'm laying hands on you. God is separating you. He's anointing you. He's calling you to step into the plan, purpose, and destiny that God has called you. Come on, it's a very, very special time. Now listen, maybe in your promotion, God is calling you to be that kind of people helper for others. We're talking a lot about being separated, anointed, and called apart. Maybe God's calling you to be a biblical life coach, a transformational life coach. You can come and join us at our school, our Dream Mentor School. All you got to do is go to dreammentors.org. Sign up today for our soul transformation classes. Learn about the process of soul transformation so that God can use you to step out in grace and walk out in grace. Come on, this is a very, very important time. And God is accelerating you in the destiny. Some of you are teachers. Some of you are counselors already. Some of you are leading small groups at your church. Some of you are evangelists, you're pastors. You want to tap into some new strategies to help others in your communities, even in your homes. And this is some excellent teaching that's going to help advance you. And we give out credentials for this, but you got to take our courses and you got to get credentialed. And we got new classes that are getting ready to start. We always have new classes. The material's online, but you meet with a coach trainer every single week through Zoom. You get to meet people all over the world. And so we walk you through our classes that way, and we credential you. And then you can start your own groups wherever you're at. It's a great thing. So we're excited to have you come and join us at Dream Mentors. So go to dreammentors.org and watch the videos and find out a little bit more about who we are and how you can get involved. And so I just say thank you, Jesus, because we're stepping into a brand new year. And this is the week of Purim. So get excited. that Esther stood for her nation, and God is asking you to stand for your sphere of influence, for your nation. Get out there and be all God has called you to be. All right, give me a high five, and I will see you next week for the Weekly Word. Share this with a friend, and also like the YouTube and the Facebook. Blessings.